Yeah, they're back again. Simon, Russell, Ryan and Adam, the Essex Ghost Hunters. Welcome, guys. Sorry about all the chaos today. But I have to say, these guys are not going to sing unlike all the other bands coming in here.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you can. You can do it if you like. Now, I have to say, I'm always a little bit nervous when you guys come in here, because every time you come in up until now, something very strange has happened. The only thing that's strange that's happened today is Alan going off for all that extra time. So anyway, welcome. What have you been up to since we came in last?
We've done an event at Harwich.
Hang on, we've got to get you a lot closer in than that.
Okay, we've done an event at Harwich.
Yes.
And also an event at Cash as well.
Right. And you did the Harwich one, of course, before.
Yes.
So what was different this time?
Probably not too much difference. We still picked up on other things.
Yeah.
And just orbs.
Yes.
A lot of EM effect, reading activity.
EM?
EMF.
It's electric magnetic. But yeah. What does that do?
It just allows spirit to communicate, and we'll set a reader off up to red lights on the EMF reader.
Yes.
And we get good readings in Harwich Fault.
Right. Now, you also went to Cash as well.
Yeah, I'll let Russ talk to you about that one.
Right, okay, we're having a bit of fun with microphones here today.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Russ, great stuff, yes.
Going backwards and forwards with the microphones. Cash as well on the 21st of July is summer solstice night. Very, very...
But you've just June. Done one there.
June, yeah, June. Sorry, June.
Oh, June, sorry. Yes, I beg your pardon.
That's
predicting the future now.
And it is... probably one of the most spiritual nights.
Yes.
A lot of people think Halloween.
Yeah.
But summer solstice is one of the most spiritual nights.
Yes.
In the calendar. Longest day of the year.
And what happened?
Shortest
night, so I thought it wouldn't have been so bad.
It was probably the most, as an event, it was probably our most successful event, I would call it.
Yeah, activity from start to finish.
Yeah.
Right.
We had... the whole group smelling a gentleman's aftershave.
Yes.
Was trying to let himself known to us.
So presumably he hadn't passed over that long ago, because if he's wearing an aftershave.
Yeah, no, it was early 60s he passed away.
Yes.
And we did a seance in the well area.
Hmm.
And we had about 14 members, the group members' hands in the air. We asked spirit to lift their hands in the air, and we had every single person's hand in the air.
And it's pretty much simultaneously as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I thought. If everybody's holding their hands, one or two people put their hands up, everybody's hands are going to go up automatically, no?
People will fight it. They always will. It's a natural thing.
Yes.
But when spirit don't want them to fight it, they won't let it happen.
Right. Now, Adam, you are, of course, the group sceptic.
Yep.
But you actually heard something this time, is that right?
We went further up into like the well area, and yes. There's a hill that is, Russ and Sire says there's bad things have happened there. And when we take our guests up there, as we was doing all our like event sort of stuff, as we've come back, I was the last one to come back, and I thought I heard footsteps following me out, and like I normally stay quite a distance away from the group. I'm not like longer than 20 metres or anything, but I do stay back to make sure everyone's through and getting through safely, and I swear something was following us back. I can't say... it was footsteps. I'd say it definitely was footsteps.
All right, well, look, let's start out. Cash's Well, exactly what is Cash's Well? Who wants to answer that one?
Ryan will.
Ryan's going to do that one, right.
Cash's Well, it was built in the 1920s. It's actually called Vange No. 5.
Yeah.
It's a well No. 5. And it's built by Edwin Cash.
Yes.
As a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yeah.
And he found like a good source of water there, so he bottled it up, started selling it.
Yes.
And shortly after, people started becoming getting ill, and he got told to shut down. But then he labelled his bottles as as
cure out medicine.
Yeah, a cure out medicine.
Right.
So then he sold it as that, and what was it? He got shut down for that afterwards.
Well, but was it not something to do with a TB sanatorium that had opened TB up somewhere?
Center. Yeah, that was up on the hills,
it
and it was rolling
up on the hill, which ruined his water. His actual water was pure.
Yeah.
The first night we went up there, Russell tried to get some activity from him.
Yeah.
And he called his well rubbish. Right. And Edwin Cash at that stage really did have it in for Russell for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
So his water didn't originally start off as rubbish. It was quite purified until right. he put the sanatorium up there. So he's rather cross about that when we go up there.
And what is this bad thing that's supposed to have happened at the hill? Do you know?
I believe that it is some sort of, what would you call it?
It's cult, a burial, yeah.
A cult. They took people there to die.
But I think it was done for pleasure and more of a sport, because you do see them being dragged down that hill. You can feel that happening, and me and Russell always get the build-up when we're there. It's going to start happening.
Right. And so this is what you think. Do you think this has got anything to do with the footsteps that Adam heard?
At that time, I do believe so, yes. I do think, because I think there's different stages at Cash's Well, and I think we was on a different stage with, be it around the summer solstice time, I believe there was like sacrifice going on there
right.
for a certain lady called Marm Taylor.
Right.
And she's been through before, and she was asking for one of the women to be left there for sacrifice for like eternal youth.
Yeah, yeah. And now, you're going back there again soon, are you not?
Yeah.
Third of August.
Third of August, right. And what else have you got planned?
Ryan knows the dates off the top of his
right.
head.
We've got Fort Halsted, which is in Kent, on the 19th of July.
You're supposed to be Essex Ghost Hunters.
Yep.
What are you doing in Kent?
We're crossing the boundaries.
You're going to the other side.
I just had to renew my passport to get across there.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, we're really looking forward to that event as well.
Yes.
Then, like Russell said, we've got Cash as well on the 3rd of August. That's already sold out. That went very quickly.
Incredible.
And then we've got Kelvedon, Secret Nuclear Bunker, which is signposted, on the 10th of August.
Yes.
And we're going to fit another Cash as well in at some point.
Right.
In August.
Yeah, we're going to fit another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you think so?
I won't say a date, just to be on the safe side. We're not too sure when we're going to do it, but we are. And then further down the line, we're looking, I think, Harwich. We've got Harwich in October.
Right.
Again, which we've always had good activity there, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Good stuff. So now, the number of spirits that you had on some of these places, like Cash's Well, as an example, that changes each time you go there. Different spirits.
It can do. There's a lot of levels there.
Yeah.
It is very much steeped in history.
Yeah.
And you know, say we go back to like 1200s, 1300s up until like the 1660s. Do you know what I mean? And it's very hard to try and sometimes differentiate where we are.
Yes.
It takes a lot of working out through the group, saying things, we've got quite a good historian. He loves to search everything. He's not with us today.
Joe.
Sunning himself in Spain somewhere.
Right.
He loves to, if we give him information, he'll go home and he'll search it. And we eventually get to the level that we're on there. Mm. So he's... But the last time we went, the 21st, there was so many people there. It was very hard to differentiate. We even had people's mums come along that night for the visits. You know, it was.
The people's mums in
the group,
in spirit, or the people.
No, in spirit. Yeah, we had a group member and his mum traipsed along with him and started.
Oh, I see.
Giving him messages.
And she actually...
he knew it was her straight away. Yeah, it was straight away. I picked up on her straight away. And
But it's very rare for you to actually see a ghost appearing,
it's,
is it?
It's more to do with spirit than us.
Right.
It takes a hell of a lot of energy for a spirit to
materialise,
yeah,
fully.
To show itself. And if it does, that means it's, you know, it's very strong at that point. Or if it is a family member, they've got a serious message they need to get across.
Now, the secret nuclear bunker, one would have thought that it hadn't been there that long, so I'm surprised there's too many spirits around there.
Again, it's what that's been built on.
Right.
So, again, you could be picking up...
You could say that about anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But do you have to be properly trained to be able to feel any of these spirits?
No. You've just got to be open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't close it off. The first thing you can do is close it off. Once you've closed it off, you've blocked it, because spirit will work with your aura.
Yes.
And if you close that down and shut your aura down,
yes,
you know, it's, they just won't, they won't entertain it. It's not worth their energy.
Right.
To do.
All right. So, remind us exactly what you've got coming up, how people can book. Who's got... Ryan's going to do this one. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so we got Fort Halsted on the 19th of July.
Yeah.
Still tickets available. People can book by going to essexghosthunters.co.uk.
Right.
And they're at £30 at the moment.
Right.
So, still tickets available, people can buy them.
When you say at the moment, is that going up? Is the tickets front?
No.
It's 30 quid, right?
Yeah,
okay.
£30. And then we've got, unfortunately, Cash as well on the 3rd of August is sold out. And then 10th of August is Kelvedon, Secret Nuclear Bunker.
Yeah.
Just two tickets available for that. Loads went last week.
Right.
So if you're after them, I'd advise you to
book them quick.
Yeah, book them quick.
And we will put another one on there.
Yeah, there will be another event on there soon. But Cash as well, we're looking to do another one middle of August as well.
Oh, right.
Can't confirm on a date on that yet, but we'll be on there within the next week.
All right.
Harwich Read at Fort will be on our site soon, probably within next week as well. We'll probably put that on. Or tonight, I'll say. Tonight, that'll be on our site to book. That's on the 18th of October.
18th of October.
So many dates here to remember.
You've got, you've got a lot organised. Good stuff. Look, guys, we're going to have to close it there, because we have got to do this, I'm afraid.